Book 2, Canto 11, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Mind. Section 1. There ceased the limits of the laboring power. But being and creation cease not there. For thought transcends the circles of mortal mind. It is greater than its earthly instrument. The Godhead, cramped into mind's narrow space, escapes on every side into some vast that is a passage to infinity. It moves eternal in the spirit's field, a runner towards the far spiritual light, a child and servant of the spirit's force. But mind too falls back from a nameless peak. His being stretched beyond the sight of thought. For the spirit is eternal and unmade, and not by thinking was its greatness born, and not by thinking can its knowledge come. It knows itself, and in itself it lives. It moves where no thought is, nor any form. Its feet are steadied upon finite things. Its wings can dare to cross the infinite. Arriving into his ken, a wonder space of great and marvelous meetings called his steps, where thought leaned on a vision beyond thought and shaped a world from the unthinkable. On peaks imagination cannot tread, in the horizons of a tireless sight, under a blue veil of eternity, the splendors of ideal mind were seen, outstretched across the boundaries of things known. Origin of the little that we are, instinct with the endless more that we must be, a prop of all that human strength enacts, creator of hopes by earth unrealized, it spreads beyond the expanding universe. It wings beyond the boundaries of dream, it overtops the ceiling of life's soar. Awake in a luminous sphere, unbound by thought, exposed to omniscient immensities, it casts on our world its great crowned influences. Its speed that outstrips the ambling of the hours. Its force that strides invincibly through time. Its mights that bridge the gulf twixt man and God. Its lights that combat ignorance and death. In its vast ambit of ideal space, where beauty and mightiness walk hand in hand, the spirit's truths take form as living gods, and each can build a world in its own right. In an air which doubt and error cannot mark, with the stigmata of their deformity, in communion with the musing privacy of a truth that sees in an unerring light, where the sight falters not, nor wanders thought, exempt from our world's exorbitant tax of tears, dreaming its luminous creation's gaze on the ideas that people eternity. In a sun blaze of joy and absolute power, above the masters of the ideal throne, in sessions of secure felicity, in regions of illumined certitude. Far are those realms from our labor and yearning and call. Perfection's reign and hallowed sanctuary, closed to the uncertain thoughts of human mind, remote from the turbid tread of mortal life. But since our secret selves are next of kin, a breath of unattained divinity visits the imperfect earth on which we toil. Across a gleaming ether's golden laugh, a light falls on our vexed, unsatisfied lives. A thought comes down from the ideal worlds and moves us to new model even here, some image of their greatness and appeal and wonder beyond the ken of mortal hope. Amid the heavy sameness of the days and contradicted by the human law, a faith in things that are not and must be lives, comrade of this world's delight and pain, the child of the secret soul's forbidden desire, born of its amour with eternity. Our spirits break free from their environment. The future brings its face of miracle near. Its Godhead looks at us with present eyes. Acts deemed impossible grow natural. We feel the hero's immortality. The courage and the strength death cannot touch, awake in limbs that are mortal, hearts that fail. We move by the rapid impulse of a will that scorns the tardy trudge of mortal time. These promptings come not from an alien sphere. Ourselves are citizens of that mother state. Adventurers, we have colonized matter's night. But now our rights are barred, our passports void. We live self-exiled from our heavenlier home. An errant ray from the immortal mind accepted the earth's blindness and became our human thought, servant of ignorance. An exile, laborer on this unsure globe, captured and driven in life's nascent grasp. Hampered by obscure cell and treacherous nerve, it dreams of happier states and nobler powers, the natural privilege of unfallen gods, recalling still its old lost sovereignty. Amidst earth's mist and fog and mud and stone, it still remembers its exalted sphere and the high city of its splendid birth. A memory steals in from lost heavens of truth. A wide release comes near, a glory calls, a might looks out, an estranged felicity. In glamorous passages of half-veiled light, wandering, a brilliant shadow of itself, this quick, uncertain leader of blind gods, this tender of small lamps, this minister serve, hired by mind and body for earth use, forgets its work mid crude realities. It recovers its renounced imperial right. It wears once more a purple robe of thought and knows itself the ideal's seer and king. Communicant and prophet of the unborn, heir to delight and immortality. All things are real that here are only dreams. In our unknown depths sleeps the reserve of truth. On our unreached heights they reign and come to us in thought and muse, trailing their robes of light. But our dwarf will and cold pragmatic sins admit not the celestial visitants, awaiting us on the ideal's peaks, or guarded in our secret self unseen, yet flashed sometimes across the awakened soul, hide from our lives their greatness, beauty, power. Our present feels sometimes their regal touch. Our future strives towards their luminous thrones. Out of spiritual secrecy they gaze, immortal footfalls in mind's corridors sound. Our souls can climb into the shining plains, the breaths from which they came can be our home. His privilege regained of shadowless sight, the thinker entered the immortal's air and drank again his pure and mighty source. Immutable, in rhythmic calm and joy, he saw, sovereignly free in limitless light, the unfallen plains, the thought-created worlds, where knowledge is the leader of the act, and matter is of thinking substance made. Feeling a heaven bird poised on dreaming wings, answers truth's call as to a parent voice from luminous sleeps, from the all-shaping beam. And will is a conscious chariot of the gods, and life a splendor stream of musing force carries the voices of the mystic suns. A happiness it brings of whispered truth. There runs in its flow, honeying the bosom of space, a laughter from the immortal heart of bliss, and the unfathomed joy of timelessness, the sound of wisdom's murmur in the unknown, and the breath of an unseen infinity. In gleaming clarities of amethyst air, the chainless and omnipotent spirit of mind brooded on the blue lotus of the idea. A gold supernal sun of timeless truth poured down the mystery of the eternal ray through a silence quivering with the word of light on an endless ocean of discovery. Far off, he saw the joining hemispheres. On meditation's mounting edge of trance, great stairs of thought climbed up to unborn heights, where time's last ridges touch eternity's skies, and nature speaks to the spirit's absolute.